Afternoon and evening storms. More to go around today and tomorrow, though, and on Sunday as well, with locally some tropical downpours in spots. Good luck. Saturday and Sunday's high around 91, lows at night in the low 70s, and not much change on Monday. You can stay on top of where the storms are now and where they're going to be with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. It has instant notification for severe weather alerts wherever you are because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. Andalusia police are investigating a shooting last night. They tell us a man was taken to the hospital after the shooting on Sneed Street. We are working to learn the victim's condition and if there are any suspects in the case. Alabama might have to pay more than $1 million to lawyers for abortion clinics after the state's unsuccessful attempt to ban a common second trimester abortion procedure. Lawyers for the abortion clinics say they will seek to win back $1 million in legal fees and nearly $24,000 in expenses. And 61 basic correctional officers will graduate today from the Alabama Corrections Academy in Selma. The prison system created this new position this year to speed up hiring security staff to address the staffing shortage. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at Independent Glass.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Tractor, lean all in my bladder. Cheated on my baby, you can go and ask her. My life is a movie, bull riding in boobies. Cowboy hat from Gucci.
All right, guys, welcome back in.
On my booty. Can't
And you know what this song means? It means the squad is in.
Squad is here.
Squad is here.
Right and early.
This is
going to
be interesting, Mary.
We're trying.
I'm glad we're not on live.
All right, guys. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Victor Trotter from the Montgomery Biscuits in the studio. 84 in the studio. Dave in the studio. Christy in the studio. Baron in the studio.
Good Lord.
Dave was able to decipher my handwriting during the break.
There's only one that I couldn't. Well, I got one Republic. I just didn't know the song.
Yeah.
Is that really your handwriting?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was my when I'm in a hurry. Not if I'm like,
that's what Christy, what he claimed as handwriting.
That's my handwriting when I'm like writing while I'm going quickly.
You know, I don't know the number, but I read something like stats very recently. Like a lot of people die from doctors' bad handwriting.
I can see that.
Oh, look, if Barron's your doctor, dead.
Well,
D-E-D.
I will say this. I worked in the one year.
What about my fine penmanship here?
That's a lot better, actually.
That's very good.
You can actually read that.
That's very good.
Dave, you got nice, sexy handwriting.
And I used to get in trouble all the time for having terrible handwriting, and then somehow just like... One day you figured it out? Once they didn't care if you printed or you wrote in cursive, and I could just do the hybrid like I write, then, you know, and everyone was like, wow, you have really nice handwriting.
You know, they don't teach cursive anymore.
Really?
They don't teach
cursive.
They stopped teaching cursive. See, this is when they used to teach cursive in the third grade.
Yep.
And the year that I got to the third grade, that's when the government or whatever state something city mandated that you didn't have to learn cursive. So we didn't learn cursive. So all the teachers all the way up to senior year were like, okay, write your essay.
How are you going to read the Declaration of Independence?
Exactly. So I had to my dad went and bought cursive books when I was about, 15 or 16 at the teacher's store. And had me practice cursive with the little pencil grips and everything.
Where'd you go to school?
I went all over. Like, so I started school kindergarten in Coosada. Kindergarten, first grade, second grade, Coosada. I went to Robinson Springs, which isn't a school anymore, in Millbrook, through second and third. Fourth grade, I moved to Montgomery. So I went to Danley for a year.
Okay.
Fifth grade, I went to Bear Exploration Center. Awesome school.
Good school.
Sixth through eighth grade, I went to Floyd. Ninth grade, I went to MTech. That was an experience. And then 10th through 12th grade, I went to Booker T. Washington.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
He went to almost as many schools as I did, except they were all like in the same 20-mile radius.
I need a PhD to decipher how many schools you just went to.
How many was it?
Oh, they were actually counted. I don't know.
You said Coosada.
Coosada. Robinson Springs.
Yep.
We had
Danley,
Bear, Floyd, and then MTech,
and BTW.
All
right, so I don't know all the names, but I went to first grade in Washington State. I went to second and third at Wurzburg American Elementary School. I went to fourth and fifth at Eisenhower Elementary School in Leavenworth, Kansas. I went to sixth grade at Seoul American Elementary School in Seoul, Korea. In seventh and eighth, I went to, first it was a middle school, then it was Fort Riley Junior High. Ninth grade, I went to Junction City High School. 10th, 11th, 12th, I went to McIntosh, so we're tied.
Nice.
Except mine was all over the world, and yours was
Was very local, crazy, huh? Very local. Oh, yeah.
Anyway. I know, right? Compelling radio.
Weston Elementary, Lipscomb Elementary, Crockett Elementary, Brentwood Middle, Brentwood High.
Well, you know.
My story is interesting enough to...
Is it interesting enough? I mean...
Bluff Park Elementary, and that's it.
LSU.
So you only got through elementary?
Oh, is that what we're talking? Simmons Middle School, Gulf Shores High School, LSU.
LSU.
All right.
There it is.
Now that we've covered that.
Mine's a lot more boring. I didn't mention the University of Georgia.
There's a lady in Ohio. She got jail time for feeding homeless cats.
What?
Well, yes. Why not? What?
Yes. Apparently in suburban Cleveland.
Hey, man, homeless cats need food, too. Oh, you mean actual felines.
Officials in Garfield Heights must have cleaned up all other news. Officials at Garfield Heights must have cleaned up all other crime because now they're focused on Nancy Segula, a 79-year-old widow, lost her husband 2 years ago, and now feeds stray cats. And the officials asked her to stop. They gave her a 10-day jail sentence.
I was just about to say, does Cleveland, Ohio not have any more problems
in Cleveland
than homeless cats?
I mean, a place where the actual
freaking river caught on fire a couple of years ago.
And you're getting on this shit. But, you know, I think we did something like this in Montgomery, if I'm not mistaken, a couple of years ago. The people that were feeding the homeless.
Yeah, they did. They made them stop. Yeah.
And made them stop feeding people. I mean, come on, dude. What's
well,
up with that?
That was sort of like a, they were, what they said was is that they were kind of causing a nuisance in the neighborhood, which is a little bit different.
They were drawing in the homeless and, well, okay.
And they already had places that were doing it. What, they just kind of stopped this group from doing it where they were doing it or whatever.
Okay. That makes
a
little more sense.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, there's always a story like this. Remember, like, it was in Louisiana a couple years ago where these guys came with all this deer meat and they gave it to them. And the health department came in and they made them throw away, like, 800 pounds of deer meat, deer sausage, all that, because it was, like, it wasn't processed.
Or, yeah. Not processed and not inspected by the FDA.
Yeah, or USDA or whatever. Or,
yeah, USDA.
That's a crime in of itself.
I wonder if they treated that lady. Did you use the text that I sent y'all about the lady that, remember when the cop tells her to sign the thing and she said no and then ran away and so the cop, like, dragged her out of her car and tased her? The lady in Oklahoma?
That's my kind of police work.
I thought the lady deserved a medal.
Why? She ran away from a cop.
Well, I mean,
yeah, but look at the lady on that article that you just read about the cat.
Right.
That's the sweetest old lady I've ever seen.
That's a 79-year-old lady. This lady was 65, and the cop basically just didn't like her attitude, so he dragged her out of the car and tased her twice.
Oh, now I do remember seeing that. That's different. I think she ran away.
Well, she did drive away.
Okay, well, you know,
running away.
Still, he should have just let her go.
Absolutely.
I don't care if you're 65 or not. Run from the cops, you're going to get tased. You know?
Don't tase me, bro.
I care if you're 65.
Don't tase me, bro.
I care. You know why? Because I don't want to watch a dead person.
It was also an $80. It was an $80 ticket for having one of her tail lights out.
Yeah.
And you going to tase her?
Yeah, come on.
I mean, calm down,
dude. Come on, Baron.
We know no one liked you in high school.
Who, me?
No, the cop that tased the old lady.
Oh.
He needed power, Baron.
Thought you were going back to my high school career. I started to get a little touchy.
He was drunk on power.
A little too close to home,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
You need to tase someone today. It just hasn't tasted any blood.
I know this isn't a sports show, but the new coaches poll came out. And, Klabe? Wait, who's your college football team?
My college football
team?
Okay, so...
Uh-oh. Come on.
So, okay.
Hit me with it.
He's fixing to come somewhere out of left field.
All right, here's the thing.
I don't hear North Carolina.
Oh, no. Of course, it's Alabama or Auburn, but here's the thing, is my parents, you know, they're Alabama and Auburn fans, and I've grown up, like, which one do I root for? I like Alabama, but I don't want to just go for Alabama because they're winning all the time, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, it's... Why don't you go for, like, Troy? I have to say that...
Hey, my daughter goes to Troy, Victor!
I have to say that, you know, I mean, if Alabama's winning, I'm going to go ahead and go for Alabama.
No,
if Auburn's winning,
Victor, that is a definition of a bandwagon fan.
I guess I'm an Alabama fan.
At least he's honest about it.
That's the definition of a fair weather fan.
Because when Auburn and Alabama play, I usually root for Alabama. So,
there we go. Really?
I usually, yeah.
Okay, but cannot be part of the squad.
I don't hate Auburn.
You can just come be a Georgia fan. It's even better.
Part of being in the squad is not being an Alabama fan.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
I think that's a good rule.
I think it is.
Is this where I say I like Alabama a lot better than Auburn?
That's fine.
You like Alabama better than Auburn?
Of course I do.
Oh, your wife.
Yeah, we've also played Auburn a billion times. I mean, Auburn's a traditional Georgia rival.
But Alabama sucks.
Well, actually, they kind of don't. But, like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that might be terrible.
No,
but
that's why they suck.
And not to,
they don't suck. That's why they suck.
Yeah, not to add any insult or anything, but every Auburn game that I've been to or, like, Auburn game I've watched with Auburn fans, it just seems like they have so much more passion in the game, maybe because they know their team isn't going to win. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is.
Mm.
I just feel like they have more passion.
A lot of silence on the radio after that quote.
I don't even know how to take that.
Football season around Blue Water is hurtful.
It's nasty.
It's hurtful for me.
Clemson number one, Alabama number two, Georgia three of people in this studio, LSU six, and Auburn 16.
Fair enough.
Isn't that, if you're an Auburn fan, though, isn't that like where you kind of want them to be underestimated?
You don't want them to be number one.
Correct. Same with Georgia, really.
Right. Yeah, because then you got a huge target on your back, and no one, everyone wants to be the underdog.
You remember when Auburn was number one, and Trey Smith and all those guys were there, and they ended up 6-6.
I remember when Georgia was number one, and Alabama came in and beat us.
Yeah.
I remember when Alabama and Georgia were number one, and we beat them 2 weeks in a row. I mean, I remember.
And Tyler Simmons was on top.
Kids for food. Well, the change moves. Spain's here again.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 500th household to purchase a household annual pass to Jasmine Hill Gardens wins a dinner for four by City Grill Restaurant. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Jones Drugs ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebook, and backpacks to Jones Drugs. Jones Drugs, your locally owned pharmacy, striving to be your health partner and not just a pill store. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's Public Schools. From Jones Drugs and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. All right, guys, welcome back in. 272-9228 is the number of the bathinnovations.com guest spot, guest hotline. Bath Innovations on the East Boulevard, the general contractors. Get by there when you get the opportunity and check out some of their new products. Check out that laser-etched acrylic. My friends, that laser-etched acrylic is nothing short of amazing. They can do just about anything you want done in a bathroom. They can do the simple stuff like reglazing a tub or a basin. They can also do the complete overhauls of the bathroom, meaning they take everything down to the studs and completely replace everything. And they can do everything in between. You know, you always wanted that big giant jacuzzi tub. You want the step-in shower. You want both? Huh? You want a new can? It doesn't matter. They can do that. They can do anything. Bathinnovations.com. Nothing short of remarkable. 271-2723. If you have any questions, stop by the showroom. They're opposite of the East Boulevard on opposite of Home Depot on the East Boulevard. And when you go in there, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. These guys are professional. They understand the business inside and out. And all they want to do is make sure you have a comfortable, safe place to hang out. Because you spend a lot of time in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Some of you spend more time than others in the bathroom. You don't spend a lot of time in the bathroom?
Unless you're a woman and you get the dubs, so you're fine. You don't need to spend that much time.
That's right. I did not know this. I learned this recently.
Okay.
Women don't actually number two. Christy explained to me that what happens?
The doves come and take it.
And it just goes away?
It just goes away.
Oh, okay.
The doves what come.
Color not at my house.
What color are the doves?
What color are the
brown.
Doves?
I mean, they started out a nice white or gray, but now they're brown. Because they have a dirty job.
Yeah, right.
Let me let you in on a dirty little secret out there.
Yeah.
They fart, too. Take a road trip with us. Oh, my gosh.
With doves?
Yeah, girls.
I don't believe that women do.
The back seat smells just as bad if Coleman's back there.
Coleman shares the back seat. You just admitted it.
Now, if he's not in the vehicle, it smells the exact same.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, Nanny.
Maybe it just lingers and gets trapped when he does it.
Wrong.
All right.
Go on.
All right.
You brought it up, Baron.
You did bring it up.
I did not. Well, I did bring it up. All right, I have in my hand John McAfee's Four Rules for Life. Have you read them?
No. Do tell.
You know who John McAfee is?
I have heard the name.
All right.
John.
McAfee started the McAfee security thing that slowed down every Windows computer for about 20 years.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
The McAfee antivirus.
Yep.
Then everybody switched to Norton. It also slowed your computer down. And then everyone realized if you had a Mac, you could have a fast computer.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But before everyone figured that out, everybody had McAfee. They'd pay like $50 a year, $100 a year, and it would, in theory, protect your computer.
In theory.
He made a bunch of money.
A lot of money.
Then he went weird.
Hmm.
He didn't just go weird.
Did he go like Shia LaBeouf weird?
No.
No.
He went big weird.
Like he moved to Belize, lives naked.
That sounds...
He went like Howard Hughes weird?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Like
throwing his fingernails out.
Guns, drugs... just out there.
Yeah, like he moved to Belize to be closer to Colombia.
I'm a psycho knock.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
What?
Colombia.
I just heard.
Why would you want to be closer to Colombia?
Live in Belize and live naked.
Well, no, I mean,
it seemed like a horrible thing.
It is when you're with John McAfee. Son. I'm not going to go into all of it because it's not all radio friendly. But if you look up John McAfee's kinks, you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Just look him up on Twitter.
Well, so he's got a. Anyway.
All right, Baron.
The doves. The rules. The doves.
Yeah.
The doves. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Land in and around John McAfee. Anyway, he released his four rules for life. He released his four rules for life, and they include... Oh, hold on, I don't have the list on here.
Is ice cream in there?
I'm going to have to go back and find the original story. It's not in here.
Hold on.
Come on.
Because it was in a tweet, and the tweet didn't make it into the printed version. Oh, come on. It was a great list.
Dave, who does show prep for this radio show?
Baron.
Gotta find that tweet.
I'm actually fat checking.
This is
Baron.
This is really good radio.
Baron does fact checking.
I'm looking.
What a cliffhanger of a lifetime.
I found it.
But see, buddy, this is what you're supposed to do before.
Well, he did
start a story.
I printed the dadgum thing. I didn't realize the tweet didn't make it in. All right, the four rules. Ready?
Here we go.
I want a round table discussion on these four rules.
Got it.
Number one, this is for young men. It says, young men.
Victor's the only one that qualifies.
I'm listening. Ears are open.
Wait until 40 to consider marriage. Victor, you're 20.
To consider marriage.
Now, this is John McAfee. He's big weird.
Yeah, okay. John McAfee.
And he has a lot of money.
Yeah, that slowed down my computer.
The guy slowed down your computer for decades.
Right, okay.
Wait until 40 to consider marriage.
All right. Okay, so here's my thing about marriage. I am not afraid of committing to one person, you know? Of course, I'm 20 years old, so right now, I mean, I don't even know. I wouldn't get married right now, but I don't think I'm going to wait till 40 to consider marriage. You know, if I find that person, when I find that person, I might have found that person.
Whoa.
I might have.
Whoa.
You know,
is there something we need to know?
Person,
you put him in the hot seat, Baron.
Yeah, when I find that person, that's a... If you know, you know. You know what I mean?
Truth.
And of course, like you've got to approach the situation carefully. But when you know, you know. If that's your person, that's your person.
You know what I hear in the background of this, though?
What's that?
Is Baron, look at me. And this is Victor talking here. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty damn fly.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of them out there. So
good God.
It might take a little while.
I knew we weren't going to get through a whole show without having that.
But without having the word fly?
Yeah, without okay. Clay saying that he's fly.
Fly.
No. Like I was doves. Speaking as Victor. Uh-huh. Are you saying Victor's not fly?
Very fly. Course,
Victor's actually pretty fly.
Well, that's...
See? Guys. I told
you. You guys.
I already said in the last set, you guys weren't in here, that he's got a face for television, and Dave and I have faces for radio.
All right.
And a voice for silent movies.
To cap it off, I'm definitely not waiting to 40. Okay. Until I consider marriage.
Okay. I wouldn't. Yeah.
Rule number two. John McAfee's rules for life. Never give a woman your real name.
What's wrong with him?
This will always remind me of my friend Matt Huggins, who would always tell girls, "Hi, my name's Tristan."
Tristan is the worst name you could
Isn't
come
it?
Up with.
Isn't yes. it? That's what, I mean, that's what we
that's
always
horrible.
Figured, too.
Sounds like a
that's
cracker.
I guess it's memorable, though.
Tristan just sounds feminine.
I have a friend.
Like no, that. I think if you give a girl a feminine name, if you tell her you have a feminine name, that is more... That's more likely to stick in her brain. Like, hi, I'm Casey. Ooh, hello, Casey.
What?
My sister's name is Casey.
There you go.
See?
We have something in common.
But there, I wanted to name one of my boys Casey. Now I'm glad I didn't. Victor would have thought he had a feminine name.
I think Casey is a good name.
Yeah.
It's all right to
good,
have a good
strong
feminine
name.
Good, strong.
Rule of radio. You only make fun of names that you know nobody has around here. Alrighty. That might be listening.
Well, but guys, who listens, Baron?
Everybody.
Exactly.
Everybody. So there's somebody out there with the name Casey right now going, oh, man.
No, I like the name Casey now.
I do,
like
too. I almost named one of my boys Casey. Rule number three, Victor.
Okay.
This is probably the toughest one. Stay out of jail as much as possible.
Oh, man, that's going to be a tough one.
As much as... we know it's very difficult. Very hard. We know it's going to be a test to your strength, but just try, for the love of God.
As much as possible, Victor. You're going to be there from time to time.
Yeah.
But stay out as much as possible. You ever been to jail?
I have never been to jail.
Cool.
His father's listening.
I've never been to jail.
I've been to jail.
Wait, hold on. Go on.
Hold up.
Go on.
Can I say the story?
It's very short. It's required. You
very,
say it now.
Very short story. I was 20 years old. I was hanging out with a girl who was 22, and I went shopping with her at Dillard's, and she shoplifted a few things, and I was guilty by association, so I was also taken to the station.
Mm. Went to the pokey.
She tried to... I thought it was weird because I was paying for my stuff up front, and she like went to the bathroom real quick, and two managers followed her.
She said, I'll be right back. I'm going to go steal some stuff.
Mm-hmm. She already had in her purse. I think they knew that they were on to her because she went to the bathroom, and she ditched the stuff in the bathroom, and the managers came in behind her. Yeah.
So you got a mugshot?
You know what was crazy? No. I was only 20 years old. It was my first offense. And we were in...
It was
my only offense.
First means subsequent offenses exist.
My only offense. And what was scary, they felt so bad for me, and they knew that I wasn't supposed to be there. I wasn't like that person. They left my like holding door open. Like, just didn't, like, lock up or anything. Just, like, left it open, like, she'll be okay. She's not going anywhere.
Now, I would rather hear about the second offense now.
No, this is the only offense. And this crazy guy was, like, was in the holding cell kind of across from me, and he was, like, staring at me, rocking back and forth like this.
The second offense, she was at a bird store stealing doves. and the final rule, Victor.
Got a final rule.
Follow your heart.
Aww. I agree. Follow your heart. Follow your dreams. Follow your heart.
Maybe ditch the other three rules and stick with that one.
Why couldn't he? Why is? I guess it's good. That's the last one.
I like how that one contradicts the other three pretty much.
Exactly.
Stay out of jail and follow your heart, kids.
Don't go to jail.
As much as possible.
As much as possible.
Yeah. Actually, that one is not nullified by follow your heart, because sometimes following your heart will land your ass in jail. We'll be back.
Legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning?
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Marguerites. How do we do it? We make it. We really make it.
started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on Fifth Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama, after making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerite's now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerite's is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our atmosphere is primed for a generous supply of those random downpours over the next few days. For today, a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature in the lower 90s. Scattered afternoon and evening storms. More to go around today and tomorrow, though, and on Sunday as well, with locally some tropical downpours in spots. Good luck. Saturday and Sunday's high around 91. Lows at night in the low 70s, and not much change on Monday. You can stay on top of where the storms are now and where they're going to be with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. It has instant notification for severe weather alerts wherever you are because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Guys, welcome back in. Midtown Pizza Kitchen has two locations right here in the River Region. Get by one of those two when you get the opportunity. Midtown Pizza Kitchen at the Zelda Place Shopping Center. That's the original location. They expanded into Prattville for all you north of the river dwellers up there. And you're going to love Midtown Pizza Kitchen up there. They have, it's really cool for the kids. You can see your pizza cook from the dining room because the big pizza dome is right behind the bar. And you can actually see it cooking from the dining room. It's really, really cool. And if you're downtown and you say, man, we want to go grab a pizza, but I don't know if I want to fight all that Montgomery traffic. Look, zip on the interstate up to Prattville, go to the High Point Shopping Center, and get in and out before you even know where you were. It's amazing. Quick, easy lunch. It's home of the $9 lunch special up there at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They've got 16 beers on tap. Wine Down Wednesday. Every Wednesday, half-price wine from open to close. And then on Sunday, they have the greatest deal in the history of restaurants anywhere in America. Nay, dare I say, the world.
That's a pretty good deal.
Kids eat free half-price beer.
Yeah. Woo! They lose money on Sundays.
Yeah. Well, when my family shows up.
The Sharp household shows up. They lose the money.
I'm going tonight.
Oh. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. What are you going to have?
Oh, you can't. I don't know. The special, I guess.
Well, the special's good. It's sautéed pancetta.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what all's in it. I don't have the picture in front of me.
Linguine.
It's like bacon
pasta.
They still have that shrimp.
Fancy bacon.
They still have that special from.
That's right, that fancy.
It was that shrimp.
No, they don't have the Tuscan shrimp special.
And you know,
but they have shrimp a la mode, which is phenomenal.
I did not even get in trouble last week, so I had no reason to go by.
You could have just done it, you know, for the heck of it.
What do you think I did Friday night, Dabe?
Well, I don't know. You acted like you didn't go.
I didn't have to go.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, 84, Christie, and Victor Trotter from the Montgomery Biscuits all in here for a Friday discussion. We now have, actually, we've got a phone call. Why would someone call into this discussion? All right. A lot of pressure on you to bring the thunder. Who's this?
This is Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Why don't we take all these stray cats and pick them up Chicago and all these big cities that's got rat problems and turn them loose?
That is a great idea.
Seconded.
Yeah.
Damn, I'd be good for a
take the feral cats to Baltimore and let them clean the place up.
There you go.
Then you got feral cats.
Right, right, right. You fix one problem and create another one.
Then what do you do? Get rid of feral cats. Bring in dogs? A pit bull sanctuary?
Well, I can only drink one thing at a time. I'm old.
And then you add the dogs, and then you bring in Michael Vick.
My MV7 out here been retired for like 5 years, and Chrissy just comes and just rocks him in the mouth.
Dropping bombs
this
on Mike Vick.
This conversation is getting a little boring.
I mean, dang.
That's that animosity of the Saints versus the Falcons fans.
I hate Falcons.
All these flavors, and you got to be salty.
Unbelievable.
You got to be salty.
I did see a meme that you would have really appreciated, Christy. It was a picture of a Bud Light can that they serve at the Falcon Stadium.
Okay.
And it's a picture of the Falcons, and it says, Budweiser has finally invented a can that will not leave any rings on your table.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm salty.
All right, Christy, now you're in the hot seat.
No, he's talking about the Falcons.
It's the Falcons can.
Oh, the Falcons can.
Because the Saints have won a Super Bowl.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that is. Okay. Well,
we'll leave
none. God dang it, I missed it. I can't even comment on it now. It's already gone. The moment's through.
All right, we had Victor on the hot seat the last segment, the rules for men. Christy on the hot seat this segment. John McAfee now also has rules for women available.
it's a lot more harsh, can I say?
Well, these are tough. These are tough. Number one. Get as much as you can from a man as early as possible.
This just doesn't apply to all women.
Well, no, these are rules for women.
Or women in general, I get it. I feel like it needs to be more specific. As much as you can? Is it talking about money?
Monetarily, yeah.
Is it talking... Okay.
I'm guessing.
Is it talking about kiddos? Is it talking about...
No, it's obviously not talking about kids.
Yeah,
because the next
rule... number two...
Yeah, we'll get there. No, you know what? I can do my own. I don't know how much I can cuss. But
Well, I'll say this, Victor, you're only 20 years old.
Correct.
Understand, some women follow these rules.
So you need to be careful.
Be careful.
You gotta know which
is what Baron is saying. I can go make my own bread. Been doing it all my life.
Wow.
I can do it. I don't need no man.
There you go.
Number two. Oh, this is going to be an easy rule to follow then. Try not to get pregnant until you're 30.
Done.
You're not 30 yet, woman.
So you hope so.
You've got like 7 days left.
Yeah. Well, no, that's, yeah.
Okay.
Not even in the cards at this point.
God, we did not use any of these rules. I had three youngins by the time I was 30. Well, or my wife had had three youngins.
Didn't you know?
Hold on.
No.
My number three was born October 4th of 2009. I turned 30 2 months later.
I think I was referencing a conversation. Remember we had a conversation? You always hate it when people say when men say we're pregnant.
Oh, now that I can't stand.
Oh, yeah.
But I did have kids.
Well, okay, yes. Okay.
I mean, they were born to me.
Children.
They just weren't born by me.
Children, not kids.
No,
kids are goats.
And Victor, you're young, and I don't know why young people are doing this.
Okay. Maybe I can shed some
light. The same people who do gender reveal parties and all this stuff. Listen. When your wife eventually gets pregnant,
right?
Do not say we're pregnant. Because
okay.
I can assure you, your role in that pregnancy lasted about 5 minutes. Her role is a torturous, difficult, terrible 9 months.
Speak for yourself there, Baron.
It's about to say.
Okay, 8 minutes.
You know what I said? Don't try not to get pregnant before 30. I mean, this list would have been revised when I was in high school. Because it was like hard not to get pregnant before you graduate from high school.
You mean people needed this
what
advice
kind of high school did you
when
go
you went to high school?
A slutty one.
Woo! Shots fired.
Seriously.
Anybody from Gulf Shores High School in the audience? We just offended them.
Well, that's the only reason why I said it, because they're all selling It Works and It Works wraps now.
Number three.
Wow.
Christy's burning down the house.
Seriously.
Advice number three for women. Believe nothing a man says. Christy, the microphone's yours.
Wrong.
Christy, you're wrong.
Yeah, I'll say that's probably the best piece of advice he's given.
That's probably the best of all that we've
believe
seen
nothing
so
a man
far.
Says?
Yes.
Mm. Not until...
Now, I will say, now, when it comes to intentions, real intentions, that might be a thing.
You were... Can I say it, Baron?
You can say whatever you want.
Go ahead, say whatever
you realize that a man is going to say anything necessary to get in your britches.
Woo! Mm. Talk about shots fired.
Come on,
I'm being serious.
Victor's 20. Let's go to Victor. Is this true, Victor? Is this what young men do these days?
All right, so I'm just going to base this on the generalization of all young men, not the special ones out there like myself. All right.
Good answer. Okay. Good setup.
But this is, yeah.
The girlfriend listening?
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely.
No, yeah, I mean, most guys... just about all will say whatever they need to say,
right,
just so they can get what they think they need.
It's hard to make a black guy blush, but turning red over there.
Yeah, but you got to decide, you know, who's real and who's
there's good ones out there. I'm not lumping men in one group though is a thing. That's what I'm. I mean, I know.
These are general rules.
In general.
And they might mean some of the stuff they're saying. You know, it's not, I don't think it's just
100%
lies.
I had this conversation at the pool a couple weeks ago. I was talking to somebody, and she was saying about her 13-year-old daughter and these boys that are coming around. She's like, I just don't know about what their intentions are. And I said, I can assure you right now, there's no such thing as a good 14-year-old boy.
That's true.
Yep. Keep them away from that young girl because they do not have, the brain isn't fully formed for another 10 years.
Yep. Right.
You know, I said, just keep them away. I've never met a 14-year-old boy who's like good, decent, and honest. I've met some that mostly are, but given the right circumstances, it's undefeated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I feel like the older you are as a woman, men are just more blunt about it. Like, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing later?
How you doing?
Come on. Let's do this.
You remember Carolyn who used to shag phones on here, Victor?
Yes, I do.
She just texted me to tell you hello. She used to come in here on Fridays.
Hi, Carolyn.
And Tuesdays.
I miss her. She is an outstanding human being.
She's phenomenal. She's one of the great people. All right, rule number four, Christy. Practice deception. It will serve you well.
That is absolutely the truth.
That's what women do?
You just have to learn. It's a way to protect yourself as a woman, I think.
Well, hello. Are you just outing all the women?
Explain.
We have a huge female audience. Yeah, I need an explanation.
I just, okay.
What are some instances where women practice deception?
Class is in session.
Well, yeah, really. Like, you know, some women, and I've done this several times, just like to go to the bar, you know, with your friends to hang out and dance or whatever. Guys come up to you. They're interested, obviously. They want your number. They want to dance. They want to, you
this
know,
this goes back
all
to the
stuff.
Previous rule. Guys will say anything and do anything. Okay,
we are just as good at lying to you to just be nice as you think we are.
I believe that.
Women lie? I think what she's trying to say is...
we lie just as well as men do.
I think what she's saying is we'll do anything to get a free drink at a bar.
Oh, well, it's not hard.
Yeah.
Just be decent looking.
Depending on how close you dance.
But you know, there are a lot of women out there who go to bars right now who've never had a free drink, and they're like, oh.
Oh, is that? Oh.
That's why.
Oh.
I just figured out the problem.
Christy bringing the heat.
Do you want me to tell the truth, or do you not want me to tell the truth?
Okay. How far do you drive, Kristen?
The final rule is the same as the rule from earlier.
Right. Follow your heart.
Don't. Follow your head. Do not follow your heart.
Oh, Clay, what's wrong with you? Do you not believe in fairy tales?
Nah.
Huh, okay.
It's a beautiful morning.
We'll be back.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call.
A One-Stop Truck Repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Bachelor Technologies on Brockport Court for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Got a really funny text. One sweet D is listening.
Ah.
Since she gets so many drinks at bars, she sells them. Because she is hot.
Good. Like I said during the break.
I believe that 100% because D is a smoke show.
D is awesome. I'm not trying to lie to women out there. That's why you get free drinks. No other reason.
Carolyn said when I said I met Victor that she thought I met your dad.
Yeah, that's a common misconception.
I met both Victors.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
It's very interesting when we meet people together. I'm Victor. Oh, okay, what's your son's name? Victor.
You didn't want to go by like VJ, like Victor Jr. or something?
I definitely did not want to go by VJ.
Do not go by VJ.
Yeah, it's a gross.
Yeah,
name.
But
don't do
like,
that.
Like VJ Singh.
No, but one of my best friends in high school was named VJ.
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 My dad used to call me VJ. Everyone used to call me VJ.
Well, we know Clay.
V-I-J-A-Y.
V-I-J-A-Y.
VJ. Not
VJ.
No.
Wrong.
I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to go by that name.
That's if your name's like Victor Jr. Jenkins, like you're VJJ.
I didn't put the other J in.
Well,
you did.
I feel like that could easily be used for slang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So, I think it is used for slang.
Mm-hmm. So, like, when I meet people with my dad, I mean, they know now how to refer to each of us. You know, they'll... You know, point at one of us, but
like
I think I'm
you, Victor.
Right, right. It kind of got to the point where like someone would say Vic, and the other person would say Victor, and I think my dad kind of got assigned Victor, and I was kind of assigned Vic. But it only happens when like we're standing right next to each other. But we've kind of gotten pretty good, 20 years, gotten pretty good at having the same name.
You go by Vic?
You know,
like Mike.
At times, I need
you
to
kill
go
dogs
by Vic.
Too.
I go by, okay, I've got a couple nicknames, okay? And my best friend, Elliot, is giving me these, right? So, Vic, occasionally, he'll just say Vic out of nowhere. So, I've got Victor, that's me, okay? And then we've got Trick Vic, apparently.
Whoa, hold Trick on, back Vic. Up, this goes back there's... to the rules of trust no one.
Yeah, this go Trick Vic. So, apparently, Trick Vic is when I'm acting shady, and I'm not giving him, I'm not texting him back, that's
Tricky
Vic.
Vic.
All right. Then we've got Slick Vic. Apparently. Slick
That's
Vic.
When you hit the club.
Yeah.
Slick Obviously.
That's when you got apparently. Four drinks in your
Slick
hand.
Vic, the ruler?
That's right.
And you don't
right.
drink any of them. You're handing out to different girls all over the place.
Yeah, so Slick Vic is when I apparently am trying to get something out of him, apparently. So there's Trick Vic, Victor, Slick Vic, and one more, and the male appendage Vic.
Right.
And
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
when you're not being nice, right?
Yeah. Apparently. If I'm ever not nice,
or being really nice.
I haven't That's seen possible. It, but you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, either way, either or.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whatever.
Okay, I don't know how to recover from that except to say everybody needs to go to ASC Credit Union.
There you go.
Go to ASC Credit Union. They have fantastic products over there, including the Kasasa checking account right now at ASC Credit Union. The Kasasa checking account is absolutely dynamite. If you have money that you sit in a checking account, say you got $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 in there, you rotate through that every single month, right? You're doing debit card purchases, you're making check purchases. You want 3% cash back on those purchases? You go to ASC Credit Union and you get the Kasasa checking account. But Baron, I get a 1.5% cash back on my credit card from X name
capitalist globalist bank. Well, right, but you get 3% at ASC Credit Union. Well, I don't need it. I got more than $3,000. Well, then get the Kasasa checking account that gives you 4% APY on your balances. 4% APY on your balances. I'll give you an example. You can put up to $30,000. You can put up as much as you want in there, but $30,000 will get 4%. You put $30,000 in there, $100 a month. They just give it to you.
Yep.
$100 a month. They just give it to you. It's like getting an $1,800 a year raise.
It's better than a savings account,
Oh, my gosh. It's like 10 times better than a savings account. It's absolutely incredible. ASC Credit Union has everything you need. Get by there when you get a chance. 9 locations in the River Region. 5,000 co-op locations around the country. They're federally insured by NCUA. They're equal opportunity lenders.
What was that voice you were doing?
What voice?
Who is that supposed to be?
What voice?
What was that?
That's like uneducated looks down on themselves person.
That is my foil, but I don't have one, so I have to create him.
Okay.
You've never heard me do the ba-barum, ba-barum,
ba-barum, ba-barum, ba-barum.
Hey, I've got a point.
I've got a host of
personal privilege, if you don't mind.
That's old hat. Ba-barum, ba-barum,
ba-barum. That one, yes. I haven't heard that specific voice. Yes, Clay.
If you don't mind.
We do.
This afternoon. Okay, well.
Show killer.
Mute him. Now, this is somebody's very special to me.
I'm sorry.
There's a volleyball tournament starting today and tomorrow. It originated as the Capital City Classic that was a fundraiser for a team that my girls played on. Their coach put it on to raise money for their school. And since he's retired, he has decided to keep the tournament open because we lost somebody very dear to the program 2 years ago. This will be the third year. It will be the Carmen Falcioni Memorial Tournament. And all proceeds are going to go to his heart was very dear to Malawi. Dave Quest, I'm sure you know where Malawi is.
It's actually the most
impoverished nation in the world.
And after Lowndes County?
It's right behind... Camden. But it's a great tournament. It's really good volleyball too. Barron has been out there before. And I mean these girls can play. You're not gonna see girls bumping the ball underhand and all that kind of mess. But Uncle Carmen, we called him. He was a very dear soul to me, and we all lost part of our family when he passed. Pancreatic cancer actually is what took him, so and that's extra close to me. And but it'll be a great time. Starts at 4 o'clock today until I think about 8 o'clock tonight, and then we'll kick back off. It's at Faulkner at Tyne Davis Gymnasium. Just pull around the back to Faulkner, come in. $5 for adults, $3 for youngins. You can, if you've got like a Barron family, $25 will get you an all weekend pass. And
the hell does that mean?
It's got a lot of members of your family.
If you've got 9 in your family, you're better off to buy a family pass.
Oh.
You get $25 instead of 5533333333. Sounds like a commercial I've heard.
Did someone just call Stuart Vance?
Stuart!
So y'all come out. Daryl Dapperidge does a great job putting this on.
Awesome.
The Faulkner volleyball team does a wonderful job. Coach Tori Bartel's out there. They help out, and the girls do a dynamite job. It's been a wonderful tournament for the last, it's 10 years now.
Wow.
I've been doing it.
Sweet.
That's awesome. Sounds great.
All right.
That's my John DeVoe moment for today.
There you go. Bump set spike.
I was just perusing Drudge while you were talking about that. Florida is having a hepatitis A outbreak.
What?
Didn't we have one in Montgomery?
Panera Bread. I can taste the hepatitis.
Is that their slogan?
That's good hep A.
It is now. That's good hep A. Good, clean, wholesome hep A.
That may be hep A plus.
Really,
there,
really add something to the wild mushrooms.
I'm not going to lie to you. Since they said they had the hep A outbreak, I have been back to
Panera.
Have
you really?
I have.
I shouldn't say that. It's fine. It's fantastic.
It's not for me.
It's a great restaurant. It's just not my favorite.
I like that little tomato basil sandwich thing they got.
They have plenty of other things. That steak and white cheddar.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I've just never been. Atlanta Bread Company was the same way. I never was a big Atlanta Bread Company guy. But I did one time pass out in the parking lot of Atlanta Bread Company.
Oh.
because I hadn't eaten all day, and they had a
because you were blotto?
No, they had a base.
We were all thinking.
You're pulling up with one hand over your eye, trying to get a sandwich to serve
her
up.
Gluten-free.
Next thing you know, you fall out. Oh, wait, sorry.
You did that to yourself.
That's what he does at Crystal.
You did that to yourself.
They had a Bailey's Irish Cream Cheesecake.
See?
And I went over there. I went over there to get a sandwich.
And that Bailey's Irish Cream claim.
And exactly. I went over to get a sandwich, and I looked up, and I saw the Bailey's Irish Cream Cheesecake. And I thought, you know what? I was a younger man. I thought, I'll start with the cheesecake, and then I'll get the sandwich. So I got the cheesecake, ate it, sat there a couple minutes, and I thought, I don't want the sandwich anymore, but I would love another piece of that Bailey's Irish Cream Cheesecake. So I got another Bailey's Irish Cream Cheesecake. And then I thought, I probably should get a sandwich, but now I'm kind of full.
On cheesecake.
And so I sat there.
You reckon?
I sat there for a little bit. And then my blood sugar started dropping and dropping and dropping. And all of a sudden, everything started getting kind of fuzzy. And it was not my... It was
and
not
you woke
my,
up with hepatitis.
No, I was at Atlanta Bread Company, not Panera.
Oh.
It was not my...
not your finest moment.
Not my finest moment in healthcare. Rat-human hybrids on the way.
Good.
Fine.
Maybe waiting. They'll take care of the lizards.
So like Skinner and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Like an anthropomorphic, you know... Two-footed rat?
Are they training
that was Splinter.
You know what the feral cats are not going to take care of? The rat-human hybrids.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're going to need bigger cats.
You're going to need a Sasquatch.
You're going to need cougars.
He's a rat anyway. His whole family's rats.
There's a plan to grow rat-human-mouse-human embryos in Japan.
That sounds like a bad idea.
Well, it's Japan. So
I'm going to go with
they're always doing that scientific.
You know what this reminds me of?
Bad idea genes.
You know what this reminds me of? About a year ago, scientists were all excited about, they were coming up with a way where they could recreate dinosaurs. And someone was like, there are like 5 movies on why this is a bad idea.
That's a terrible idea.
That's what this reminds me of right now.
We slayed the dinosaurs for a reason.
Well, coming.
They were talking too much.
The dragon stories of medieval.
Yes,
it was. That's the dragon stories.
They were dinosaurs. Out of
thin air. Joe, slick, you get your.
Where do you think the Game
quit?
Of Dragon
They're called pterodactyls.
Where do you think the dragon narrative came from? If not dinosaurs,
Joey thinks somebody just made that up.
Hold on.
It wasn't based on fact.
Joey, give me a thumbs up.
Have you ever tried DMT?
Joey, thumbs up. Thumbs up or thumb down? The Giza pyramids, nuclear power plants, right? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Giza pyramids, power plants.
He can't even give you an answer.
It's not a thumb, Joey.
Built by the aliens.
Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, my man Tom Latham over there.
Not aliens.
Get by Penny Iron Concrete Technologies Facebook page when you get a chance. They got tons of pictures of what they can do. They also have a great website, pennyiron.co. Tom Latham is a guru of the hard stuff. He loves concrete. He loves decorative stamp concrete, that flat white brushed concrete. Man, that's his jam. He can do anything from commercial applications, residential applications, big jobs, small jobs, just a little patio out back, maybe a walkway around the house. Maybe your whole driveway. Maybe some curbing. A parking lot. Maybe a long street.
How about an outdoor kitchen at the Coleman household?
Amen.
I like the sound of that.
I have one. It's called a grill. But I want Tom Latham to come in there and put the big green egg in with the wet bar and the ice maker.
Yeah.
Now we're cooking.
You got a hammock in this somewhere?
I'll put a hammock in it.
Yeah, man.
Yes, I love hammocks.
I say you should get a hammock.
Hammocks
yes,
rule.
I love hammocks.
And a swimming pool.
Well, Tom doesn't do swimming.
Tom doesn't do swimming pool. He does everything else.